Hi, I'm Drew Cardona, and I am 36, and I'm interviewing my grandfather, Roy Nelson, in College Park, Maryland today, on March 20th, 2019. Grandpa, tell me a little bit about your childhood.
Well, childhood was different because I had two brothers, and they were in the service, and so I was only a child. And as a child, I loved sports, and I played all sports. And then later on in life, I started umpiring. Softball. I started with the College Park or Boys Club thing, and I'd referee their games.
What was your favorite sport to play when you were growing up?
Football.
What was the first organized football that you played? How old were you?
Very young. Played Boys Club, and that was when I was about 13 years old, I guess, something like that. I played there, and then I played high school football, and I made all pro, whatever it was, in football. What's the next thing?
What position did you play?
Center, linebacker. And then when I went into service, I played for U.S. Norfolk Navy Tars. And I played center, offensive center. And that was a lot of fun.
Did you prefer playing linebacker on the defensive side of the ball or being the center?
I like both.
Didn't
make any difference.
As long as you were on the field.
But I think in the long run, I was a good offensive player, but I think I was a hell of a lot better defensive player.
Really?
Yeah.
Even though you were playing, why did they flip you to just the center when you went to the
service?
For the service?
What it was.
They just needed a center more than they needed a linebacker?
Nobody wanted to play center.
So you had the experience, so you were the one to man up to do it.
That's right.
What were your parents like?
Real great. They went through a lot of turmoil or thinking. When the two sons were in war, Babe was in the Navy and Henry was Marine, and Babe was in the invasion of Okinawa, and Henry was he was overseas.
What's the age difference between Henry, Babe, and yourself?
3, 4, 5 years.
So they were already...
4 years.
So they were already...
Babe went into service when he was 17, whatever it was. He made it tough for Mom and Pop that he wanted to go, and they just had to say okay.
They didn't feel the need that he should go. It was all Babe.
Babe wanted to go, and Mom and Pop. I'm assuming I'm all listening.
Yeah.
That they just said that they couldn't handle it anymore. longer, you know, because he wanted to go so bad, and he wasn't even in finished school.
Right.
So he went in the Navy, and he was in the base in Okinawa. And that was a tough one. And he was an engineer type thing in the motor, you know, down below the the LST. So it was so proud that we put two stars up in the window.
For both Henry and Babe?
Both my brothers were in the service. And Mom and Pop, they never ever said anything to me about them in service.
Just talking about their experience, or just being over there?
Just, there was no conversations on that.
So as headlines came out about the war, there was no talk about where...
No, not much.
How was Babe and Henry, how were they able to... Did you ever guys get letters or any communication?
Yeah, Mom got letters. I didn't.
Right.
You know, and Babe had the worst part of it when he was in the Navy, and he was LST, and he was in the landing of that, and it was tough times. I missed them, but I'm so proud of them to have those two stars in the window that my two brothers are in the war, and both of them were in tough places.
Was it any easier on your parents when Henry enlisted, since Babe was already...
Well, Henry went first.
Oh, Henry went first, but Henry...
Then Babe went.
But it was more the fact that Babe was just so young that they were upset with it.
Yeah, I would say he was very young.
17.
But it got to the point that they just said, that's it. You can go.
Right.
And it was tough on them. It's very tough on them. And he didn't. And then he went to Asia, Okinawa, and all those things that he was like, I can put all out alive.
Right. Who would you say were some of your biggest influences?
With kind them?
Of just growing up, who did you...
I didn't grow up with them.
No, but who were your parents? Who were kind of like your biggest influences or people you would always like look up to as a kid?
My mom and pop.
We're by far the ones that...
Oh, yeah. And that's,
what did your dad do for a living?
Carpenter.
Carpenter?
Yeah. And he worked in the White House and worked all over. He was a carpenter. We built a place out in the ocean. We bought property.
Not the ocean. South River.
South River. You gonna answer the phone?
No.
Or whatever. Where am I?
South River.
South
River. Yeah. Yeah, that was... It was nice.
So what would you say was probably one of the happiest memories that you had growing up?
My two brothers come back alive.
So, right. Because you enlisted how much later?
It was way after that.
It was at?
Yeah.
How old were you?
I was 17, when I, 18, 19, 19 when I went in the Navy.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 when I went in the service. And I enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. And I did a lot of, at the place out was, I took care of the sports in my, and we had a big, we had LST, not LST, I forget the damn name, but.
CBNA.
So
you're talking about on the
no,
ship?
No, I'm talking about the ship. I mean, the.
Norfolk.
And that was very enjoyable, you know, being in the service then.
What made you want to enlist?
What?
What made you want to enlist in the cert?
Why?
Yeah.
Because I had to, really. Either that or they're going to draft me anyway.
To get ahead of the draft and pick
right,
your...
And join the Navy. And at that time, Mom and Pop, you know, held off as long as they can. Because my brothers were in the service, so, you know, I want to go too.
All right. Why did you pick the Navy out of all the branches?
I love Navy.
Just love the water, or...?
I don't. I don't like guns.
Okay.
I don't like a gun at all. And if I was in the Marines, I had to carry a gun. And
yeah, Pops had a gun in his hand. The first casualty might have been...
Me.
Him. He held the Shot rifle his... backwards.
But that's it.
Do you remember anything from the day you enlisted? How you were feeling when you went down there, or
what?
Into the Navy?
I was looking forward to it.
And you were excited about it?
Oh, yeah. You know, that was the thing to do.
Yeah.
You know.
And did you know then that you were going, there was going to be the football aspect of it before?
No.
That just kind of materialized
Well, I was lucky when I was in the fleet electronic training unit, and that was in Norfolk.
Mm-hmm.
And it was shore-wise.
Right.
And then, and it was great. Because, I loved it.
I was home
about every week.
You were able to make that trip back.
Yeah. Even when I played football. I played football for the Navy team.
Yeah.
And I left there. We played Friday nights.
Okay.
I left there and I hitchhiked home. That was the thing that,
right.
that in those days.
Yeah.
I hitchhiked home and we played Friday, and then Saturday I played for a semi-pro team. So I played offensive center on Friday and linebacker
on Saturday.
So
you were able to keep both sides of the ball going, but just on two different days.
I figure I had to play full games, so I had to play for two different teams.
What was the name of the semi-pro team?
Car Credit.
And they played right here.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. That was
Pennsylvania.
Big,
traveled to Pennsylvania some. Pennsylvania.
Yeah, we played all over. You know, went all over, and we never lost. We had a hell of a ball club.
Because at that time, how far off, or were the guys still in the NFL that much? Was there still that next step that they were so much better that none of the guys, or did any of the guys from the semi-pro ever make it up to?
Oh, I think
a bunch of.
I tell you what, that Car Credit team, you know, we went up to Pennsylvania and played all over the place, and
mm-hmm.
we kicked the shit out of everybody. And they're a great team.
Yeah.
Great team. Oh man. We went there, and they. kicked their ass. It was good. It was a lot of fun. The guys were so good ball players. Oh, my gosh.
Any funny stories from...
There was no funny stories at all. Beat the shit out of someone. And that was a good story to be.
Did you guys ever have to... Since you were obviously down in Norfolk during the week, were there practices for the semi that you would just...
Yeah.
So how would... Yeah, but how would you juggle the two if you were down in Norfolk and the semi-pro team?
I didn't... The semi-pro team, I just come home and played.
It was just...
I never practiced. I already played one game for Christ's sake. They don't need any more practice than that.
So that way it was just... Roy's here. Don't worry. Put him in at linebacker. We're good to go.
Oh, yeah. Here he is. And I loved it. Oh, God. It was great. And I think, a pretty good ball player. I made all high.
As a linebacker, too?
In high school.
Oh, in high school.
Yeah. So it was great. That's great.
So what would you say for so after the Navy, how many years were you in the Navy? Four?
I'd say somewhere around, I can't tell.
Right.
I remember time when I got out of the Navy, and then the lucky thing was that which we should put before everything, Henry, it was in a telephone company.
Okay.
And Henry got me a job in a telephone company when I was real young.
Even before you went to the Navy?
Right.
Okay. So that was your introduction into the phones?
Yeah.
Was back then even... Were you doing it in high school or...?
Well, I was... In high school, I just played football.
Mm-hmm.
And it was after school... play, you know, for, then I start playing for car credit. But I didn't play high school, and then I played high school. That's it.
Right.
And then played, you know, football after high school.
Right.
With the car credit team.
Mm-hmm.
And well, we didn't lose many games, that's for damn sure. But we had it all of a team. It was so much fun. We all get together, and we never took a bus. No such thing as a bus.
So how would you get from to those games in Pennsylvania?
Whoever had a car.
Pile as many people.
We had four guys, or at least five guys in a car, going to the game. It wasn't that far.
Right.
A couple, 3 hours, you know.
It's still a good ride for a couple big guys crammed into a car.
It was fun.
So doing the telephone work that Babe introduced you to before, you were able to do that?
Henry.
Or Henry, I'm sorry.
And then Babe was electric engineer, you know, mechanic, and he worked all over wherever it was. I couldn't keep track of all that he was doing.
So when you were first introduced into the phone company, what were some of those first tasks before? Obviously, you came out of the Navy and later.
Yeah.
What were some of the first jobs that they had you doing?
Well, it was installing telephones.
Installing telephones?
Yeah.
So, bringing the line to the right. House,
right.
Running it.
And majority of the time, I was working in all big offices.
Okay.
Things, you know, like the. Well, I was working at 14th and F Street, and then after that, I was going overseas with the president,
mm-hmm.
you know, when I was still there.
Oh, even before you joined the Navy, you were
yeah.
working with the White House?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then that was good.
Mm. Who was can you think of someone who was your favorite person to work with in your time at the telephone company?
All of them.
All of them?
The telephone company, you had five guys or six guys or seven guys in a company, you know, and we all got together good, but everybody went their own way.
After a certain...
You left the office and you didn't come back.
Right.
So you're on your own all the time.
Oh, so you didn't, when you were going out to all the different places, it wasn't even like a tag team approach. It was, okay, your job is to take care of this.
It was a job for two of us go.
But most of the time, you were on your own.
Yeah, on your own. And it was good. Yeah, sure.
Nice. What, so from, what was the most exciting job or place you got to go or visit as part of the telephone company?
Overseas. When I went overseas. And that was...
Years later.
Years later.
You worked out of the White House.
Yeah. Had a good life.
Yeah. For those overseas, where overseas specifically? What?
I can't remember.
Japan.
What?
Japan.
Yeah.
In Paris. In Germany.
Yeah.
In England.
She remembers better than I do.
Well, yeah, I do.
You were gone. I was gone.
Right. But
during those times, how were you able to keep in touch with Grandma?
Mail.
There was no, obviously, you weren't making calls back home. It was sending letters to... postcards.
Yeah, probably did, but I don't remember, you know.
Yeah.
But, I had so much fun wherever I went to work. It was good.
Kept you employed for a long time.
And when I'm saying that, about the guys I'm working with.
Yeah, that's what made the...
There's nobody that was a pain in the ass. Even bosses, they just give us a job and leave us alone.
Which is nice to have that autonomy of no one's breathing down your neck. They understand that you can do a good job.
He gave you a job, you walked out, and you come back at lunchtime if you want to, or whatever you wanted to do. It was a great job. And the White House, that was special as far as working. And the reason I say that, it wasn't any different than any other job. It was just where you were. It was great, you know. And again, I got to keep saying the same thing. It's the guys I'm working with.
Right.
So good.
It makes
sense. They didn't bring jerks in the White House.
Hey, but that's a luxury that few places can say.
Yeah.
Oh, that they can be that particular about it, and it creates an environment that...
Well, just be able to do what I did. I think they thought something of me.
Right.
Because they're not going to send me in there to be his own ass.
Exactly.
You know? And that's true. And the guys I'm working with was so great.
How did you get selected for working at the White House? Was it the boss kind of...
It was more me wanting to do it, you know, and they asked me first, and that was before I was in the White House.
It was recommended.
I was recommended to go on trips with the White House.
No, you were recommended to work in the White House and
right,
work
and go overseas too.
Yeah.
So that was so from higher up. So obviously they recognized your work and everything that you were doing.
Right.
And then the opportunity came that.
that was great. I thoroughly enjoyed the White House. And then again, I keep repeating it. The guys I was working with, super guys.
Right.
And you go overseas, and we went overseas. We went over three or four, maybe.
As a group.
And a group that goes. And that was a lot of fun. My bedroom was the relaxing time. Had all the beer, the wine there.
You have to know where to relax.
And we didn't. It was good.
Yeah.
We didn't do it every night, but we enjoyed each other. It just depends. A lot of times, you come home, you didn't give a shit about drinking.
You're just going to bed.
You're tired. Don't go to bed.
How long were the days at the White House? Were they long?
No. And then it was such a thing. They went quick.
But just the hours, were they like you work in 7 to 7?
Well, I work 8 to 5.
8 to 5.
Plus overtime.
Plus overtime.
It felt like the overtime happened a lot on those trips?
You're really on overtime. You're on the overtime.
So if something came up, you were constantly on.
It was a good. I made a good piece of money there, I guess, because she got the money. So
right,
she could tell you more. It was enough to keep her happy, I hope.
There you go.
And take care of the kids. My God.
So speaking of the kids, what do you remember most about my mom? As a kid,
it's hard to say with so many, but all of them were different, really.
Right.
They're all different and good. All my kids, just beautiful, and what they did. They were, the girls were good dancers, and they played ball. And it was fun to have them growing up,
Okay, so how about dancing? So dancing has always been a big part of this family.
Oh, yeah.
From me growing up, I remembered every wedding event. There was music, right. There was dancing, there was impromptu dancing without music, that it was constantly going on.
Oh, yeah. We loved
it.
Well, that's...
Because obviously a lot of guys aren't dancers or have no interest in dancing.
Well,
where did that appreciation kind of come from for you, enjoyment?
Your father and mother danced.
Mother and father, both great dancers.
They were both great dancers?
Oh, yeah. They would dance in the house, and what my dad had to do was he had to go in the basement and put supports on the Well, you got five, six, whatever it might be, dancing at the same time, coming down together.
10, 12.
Next thing they know, they'll be down the basement. So Pop reinforced the whole wall and the whole floor.
So everyone was able to dance.
Pop was good. Pop was a good dancer, too.
Terrific dancer.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I always went to Swedish dances.
Yeah.
The Swedish Lodge.
Right. Yeah, they enjoyed it. I did too. And any time my mom had a party, it was always dancing.
Hey, it's not a party. It's not a party unless there is dancing.
Oh. He had records going, and mom would take me out there, and I tried to do whatever I could. wasn't much, but it was fun. Fun to watch him. And clean the dishes and all that. That was my job.
Hey.
To hold the dishwasher. And I didn't complain about it.
They all gave you money.
Oh, yeah.
They gave you money for what? For
doing the dishes.
Oh, doing all the dishes?
See, she remembers that. I don't.
Well, it's what I heard, right?
Okay.
I wasn't there. You were there.
I was there, and I don't remember too much about the money end of it. That wasn't a big thing to me.
No.
It was more just being part of it.
Hey, guys, the men all gave you a tip.
Yeah. So, that was it. But,
So how about when you, what's the story as you remember it for first remembering or meeting Grandma?
The main thing was how good she could dance.
Set her apart from everyone else?
I would say so. But I always said she danced herself into my life. Because I like to dance. I could dance a little bit, I guess. I could. She was a good dancer. And God, I love to dance with her. That was it. Dancing.
So?
And well, a lot of times we'd go, out dancing when I got out of the service. We would go dancing somewhere. That had music and beer and, So. But that was a big thing in our life, was dancing. And I loved it. Still do.
Translate on the football field. That's why you're always quick with your feet.
I never tell her a hut hut.
Grandma, how old were you guys when you got married?
I was 20, close to 20, wasn't I? 17?
No.
No.
You were going to be 23. We got
23.
Married in February.
I was in there. That's right. It was 23. It's way after. Yeah.
Way after 17, definitely.
23.
My mother wouldn't have allowed that.
Yeah. So.
Or would yours?
Turn out good. That's the best thing I did in my life, a marrier. That's for sure. And I have 6 beautiful kids. Oh, shoot.
So how, what was it, obviously, now I finally can appreciate a little bit of it, of having some girls of my own and having a, starting a family.
Right.
What was that feeling like when you first found out, when Keith was first born, of finally being a dad?
Oh, it was fun. It was exciting to see,
Then I do have to stand in because he has forgotten. Keith was born while he was on board ship. And he was in the Navy. His trip on ship was to wave the flag.
I was on a carrier. And I worked with the LSO officers.
Okay.
And me and my buddy were in the little pothole there where we stand in front of the ship with the radios and all that, and I checked the deck, make sure it was clear, and my buddy says all down, and they can't put a plane on there until they got us both to say yes.
Yeah,
which they didn't need us, but they did.
So
that was our job.
All right, and so how did Knitz tell you that Keith was born?
We were on the phone and
headphones.
What?
You had headphones.
Headphones on. And he says, Roy, you got a baby boy.
No. He started stuttering.
Stuttered there.
Knit stuttered when he got nervous.
Yeah, yeah.
And he kept stuttering. He couldn't say baby boy. And you were supposed to be, and you were trying to listen to him, and you couldn't.
I had to wave the plane off.
He had to wave the plane off because
you couldn't get the message from him. You didn't know what he was saying, regardless of if it was regarding the train.
And so
they can't land that plane unless I said something, or my buddy said something.
Right.
Yeah. And they
and you weren't going to give the okay because you didn't know what he was going to say.
Right, and you didn't know anything, and so you waved him off. The LSO officer was not thrilled.
No, but then he found out that I said, I got a baby boy.
Boy, Knit said, you have a baby.
And then he says, oh, congratulations. And he passed word to the pilot.
We did the landing, or managed the landing the second time around. So it was very exciting for him.
Were you able that night to have drinks on the ship? Were you guys able to celebrate or no? No, that wasn't until you got to a port.
Yeah, there wasn't too much drinking on the ship. And there's nothing there.
Oh, there's nothing there?
Nothing, no.
you were searching high and low and couldn't find any.
Well, at that time, we didn't give a damn.
Right.
You know, if anything, we bought beer and, you know, my dad brought beer on the ship or something.
From the last port, and you just stored
beer
it.
Or so, but that's about all. With no big drinking then.
Right.
But it was my Navy. It was tough times that you're there and just hope that you live through it. And I enjoyed it. Like I keep saying, the guys I work with were so good.
That made it.
Jeez. They're like your brother.
Right.
You go down together.
Especially in the Navy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that plane could hit that deck, the front back end of that deck, and we're dead. We couldn't get, except you jumped off the thing into the ocean and drowned. Shit on that.
Well,
kill me this way. I don't want to go down there and let the damn.
It's a dangerous job. All of that.
All
is
of
dangerous,
it. Oh, definitely. You know,
they're trained to do it.
But let's put it this way. You weren't there thinking about it.
Right.
You got too much to do, and you got a job to do is get these guys landed safe. And that was your job, and I enjoyed every minute of it. With the guys I work with, you know, there was my buddy. He was on the phone, and I was on the old deck clear. The two of us, we were good buddies. Yeah. It was great. Enjoyed it. I enjoyed the whole time, you know, other than being in the war now.
Right.
But I enjoyed being with the guys that I was with.
Throughout.
They were so good. You know, we were all brothers then.
Right.
And it was great. It's just great.
So we're getting close to wrapping up.
Yeah. Well. That was it. You know. When things, you know, come back and everything was quiet, then I could come home, and with that, the luck was that I had. Telephone company job.
All lined up for when you came home?
And they were looking forward to me coming back. Because Henry was working for them already, see.
Right.
You know, and Henry was the one that got me the job.
That makes all the difference that you had that landing spot coming out of it.
And going overseas and to come back and they opened the door for me.
Right.
And that's when I went down to 14th Street to start there. 14th and F. right down by the theater and all that, and that was fun too. And then they offered me to go overseas, you know, with the president.
Right.
And I did that. I did that and leave her home with all the kids and stuff.
A lot.
I appreciate what she did for, you know, so that I could do things, stuff like that.
Right. So, kind of say, obviously going, you've been through a lot, have seen so much, obviously, in your time. Is there any piece of advice that you would say that you always...
Just any advice I could give is just say, wherever you are, enjoy it, and hope that you have friends working with you that are like brothers, that you could look forward to see your brother every day, and he won your brother.
Right.
To go to work together. And you don't want to take off work, because then they split you. Somebody else has to go work with your brother.
Right.
You're not brother, but your worker. And then it takes time for the boss to slip you back in together. You just can't come back there and say, psh.
I want to be back with...
Telephone comedy was so good. Oh, God. It's just beautiful.
That's great.
Yeah. And knowing that I had a job coming home.
Hey, it's a nice sound peace of mind that you have that, because that's obviously
right. Keeps
a lot of people up at night under not knowing.
Yeah, and like I said, then when I was at F Street there, and that's when I don't know who was the one that my boss must have offered, you know,
to go,
let me go or something, or I don't know how that come about.
Right.
I'll never know that. But evidently I was doing something right. You don't go to the White House.
Just being anyone, no, that's for sure.
You better have your shit together.
Man.
And it was great.
Okay. I think we're about done here. That was painless, right?
All right.
Thank you, Grandpa. No. I appreciate you taking the time to talk with me today.
Well, thank you.
And I appreciate hearing...
I forgot I was being taped.
I appreciate hearing all the stories. Yes. And just being able to pick your brain for a couple minutes. Oh, and I just want to say how much I love you and how much I cherish you. But
God, love you.
Love you.
Mm. Love you so much, buddy.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
I'm lucky that the best thing ever happened to me in my life was that I married Ann, because all the things I did to be away from home, that she could take care of five kids or whatever it was when I was overseas, and I'd be over there for approximately, say, 7 days.
Right.
Somewhere around there. It just depends on which
of one, which way you're going.
But it was just, at least, I'd say 7 days I was away. And it was great. And thanks to her for, you know, letting me go, having all those kids and letting me leave town.
Agreed.
That's great.
Thank you, Grandpa, again. And I'll end this recording now.
Forgot about that.